I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we've said many times, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. And some of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media. They have incredibly strong ties to local communities based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. On a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses, products, and services. We'll be highlighting the diversity of radio social influencers who represent various formats, reach different demographics, and above all, share their unique stories about the special relationship these on-air personalities have with their audiences. In our first podcast of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Sean Anderson, the afternoon drive anchor at WTOP, which delivers the latest news, traffic, and weather information to the Washington, D.C. region. So, Sean, from your perspective, what makes great radio?
Erica, I think great radio has two components. The first one is memorability. Is it memorable? Memorable radio can mean a number of things. It could mean, you know, the question that you ask in an interview. It can mean a comment you make during a news broadcast. It can mean the slogan of your radio station, traffic and weather together on the eights. It can mean an audio tone, but it can mean any number of things like that. But the first part of great radio would be, is it memorable? Now, the second component of great radio, in my mind, is, does it elicit an emotion? So in my case, can we do stories that make you laugh, can make you cry, can make you sad, can make you angry, can make you happy, can make you curious? And those are the two elements. If you combine those together, memorable and emotion, then I believe that is the mix for great radio.
We hear so much today about credibility, if you will. Who do I believe? Mm-hmm. And who do I trust? So I'm curious from your perspective about the importance today of news and information in the world. Because in some cases, and maybe I'm overstating it, it's almost more important today than it's ever been. And you're at the forefront of this now.
Well, in my business, credibility above all is the number one currency. And credibility leads to trust. Credibility and trust is hard earned and easily lost. And so I work every day, and WTOP works every day to maintain credibility. Now, in our case, we are an all news radio station. So we don't opine on things. We cover politics, but we're not telling you what to think about politics and any other subject for that matter. So our goal is to present you facts and stories in the most accurate manner that we can do. So that for us is our mission. Others don't see it that way, you know, and unfortunately there is a blurring of the lines a lot of times in both radio and television these days, where people like to portray news as, you know, portray opinion as news. And it sometimes gets to the point where people are confused. They believe that, you know, your opinion is the news. And, you know, we look at it differently. It's a hard road to hoe. And if I can use the CNN example, CNN used to be the network that you looked at as the down the middle, the credibility. They reported on the news. And in the Trump era, they leaned to the left with a lot of their programming. So they lost that veneer, I guess you could say, of having that credibility. And it's, look how hard it has been for them to get it back.
Right.
And so in our instance, we have never gone away from that mission of giving you unbiased fact. And that's difficult. It's difficult from the credibility standpoint, and it's difficult from a revenue standpoint too. It's you know, things have gotten so separated that sometimes maybe people don't buy it, that they're not going to buy down the middle straight reporting on things.
Well, it also goes without saying, you have an other responsibility, I think, we don't necessarily have in every other market in the country. And that's just because of where you're physically located. Mm-hmm. And so our senators and congresspeople and all of the captains of our political world, both left and right and in the middle, are right in your backyard.
True.
So that must be something you think about all the time.
I do think about it. And, you know, we're blessed that we have senators and congressmen and cabinet members and people, top brass at the Pentagon, who do listen to us. I believe that in many instances, they find us credible. No matter which side of the aisle they're on, they can look to WTOP and say, well, at least if I go there, I'm going to get you the facts as opposed to the spin. Mm-hmm. And it does weigh, but it also weighs on my mind too, how that is presented to our audience broadly. So one thing, you know, we're fortunate. Our success, I believe, has been built on, yes, we have senators, congressmen, cabinet members, et cetera, who listen to us, but we're the working man station of Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just the political class.
Right.
It's the folks who live in the suburbs who are commuting everywhere. It's the contractors going from here and there. We take in all of that, and we try to talk to everybody. We try to gauge our reporting that covers everybody and not just a certain elite class or a certain educated class.
Communicating and connecting with an audience today is very different than it used to be. And I say that because our audience today, they're listening on multiple devices. It's not just a traditional radio, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, how does it change, if at all, the way you communicate with your audience, knowing that they're consuming your product in different ways?
You know, it's an excellent question. I don't think about it in particular, because it doesn't matter what, you know, what audio place they get their thing from. I'm doing the same thing, whether it is on the radio or it is through an app or someplace like that. Now, social media obviously has become more prominent. I'm not personally a big social media person, but our station has a large social media profile. So yes, I tweet occasionally. I do things like that. But for me, let me put it this way. I prefer the Johnny Carson approach. Johnny Carson, to me, was the greatest television performer of all time.
All right, I need to interrupt for a moment. Some of our listeners may not know who Johnny Carson was.
Okay.
So if you could share a little bit about who Johnny Carson was and why he was such an icon.
Okay. Johnny Carson was the king of late night TV before the days of David Letterman, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Seth Meyers, those folks. So this ran from the 60s through the 90s. He was on the air on NBC late night for 30 years. He had a massive audience. His average nightly audience was bigger than what primetime television does today. So he had this huge imprint. Johnny Carson was so secure in himself and confident, he would go on vacation for 3 weeks. He worked 4 days a week. He would allow other comedians host his show. He was there, but he wasn't always in your face there. You saw him on the Oscars. He would host the Oscars. He would go out, maybe do a little bit of stand up in Vegas, but he was not on your TV constantly. You wanted him back. And by the time, even 30 years later, when he retired, people still wanted Johnny Carson. So to me, I have 5 hours a day on the air where I'm communicating with people. And aside from an occasional tweet on a subject of interest to me, I think that I'm in your face enough. that's how I personally feel about it. That doesn't mean I think social media isn't important. That's my own approach.
Well, that's such a good analogy using him, because he was so powerful and he was really ubiquitous
yes.
when he was around. You talk about social media, and we always like to say that radio was the original social media. And yet when that word credibility comes into play as a broadcaster, how we communicated social media. So don't you think it's different when we say something versus anyone just putting it out on the Ethernet?
I think it is different. I think the fact that we've been around, that we've endured, and we do have a long-term source of credibility. So I think that there is a sense of credibility if it comes from radio, or if it comes from, you know, the more traditional media, than necessarily, you know, a person randomly, as you say, putting it out on the Ethernet. Now, you know, folks who have built up Twitter followings and have gone through the internet to build some sort of career, I mean, they did it the hard way. They did it the same way we did. It's just they did it in a different medium, but they still had to establish that basis of trust and credibility and authenticity. And so it worked for them in that way. But I think that we have, and we need to maintain as an industry, that baseline credibility.
You use these wonderful words: credibility, trust, emotion, being memorable. Mm-hmm. Can you share a story, a personal story, about the special relationship that you have with your audience, or somewhere where you know you touched someone and that you actually felt that response back from the listener?
Let me tell you this story. I've been anchoring Afternoon Drive at WTOP for 25 years. First couple of months that I was in the job, my wife is a freelance journalist among many things, and her computer broke down and she needed to get it fixed. So she got a guy locally. He came in and fixed her computer. He needed a ride home. I got home. He said, and we started talking. And he said, you know, who are you? You know, what do you do? And I said, well, my name's Sean Anderson. I work at WTOP. I anchor the afternoon show. And he said, oh, he said, I listen to you every day. It's like music. And that was the aha moment for me, because I mean, I'd been a disc jockey in a previous life. I understood music. I understand the power of music, but here I'm in a spoken word format. And he's saying that I'm music to him. And it made me think. So here's the connection. Okay. What makes a great song? Great song has pace, rhythm, beat, melody, and lyrics. How have I approached this job? I know it sounds a little esoteric, but through my words, I'm trying to create lyrics every day that are meaningful to the audience. I'm trying to create good sounding radio with pace, rhythm, beat. And I'm trying to mix that all together to not only inform you, which is, you know, my basic job to inform you, but to do it in a way that's music to my audience. And that has never left me.
What a great analogy. I love that. I love that story. So it's no secret that advertising fuels what you do. Mm-hmm. I also know that I'm sure there is a wall, because the credibility of news and information needs to be maintained. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you had 30 seconds in front of an advertiser to passionately, if you will, talk to them about why they should consider using radio to promote their products or services, what would you say to that advertiser?
So what I would say to this, to the person who might be interested, I would say, look, I can't endorse your product or anybody's product because of I'm a news anchor. I must maintain that credibility, that wall. However, radio is the most intimate of media. It is the most unfiltered. It is my voice directly to the audience. And I feel that connection that powerful connection with my audience every day. You as an advertiser, somebody, a message that you want to get across, an image you want to create, a product you want to sell, you can have that same intimacy with your potential customer base by advertising on the radio. It's the most, in my mind, and I have seen it happen over 25 years, it is the most effective, both message-wise and cost-effective way to get across something, a message that you would like to get across.
You know, you've left yourself open for this follow-up question when you said you've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. Can you share what that means?
We've had long-time advertisers on WTOP. I mean, I'll use one example. There's a jeweler in Washington, Mervis Diamonds. Ronnie Mervis he grew up in South Africa, came to America, established this long-term business. He advertises all year round on WTOP. He has that South African accent and he does his own commercials and he sells it with a passion and you know, he makes it exciting. And he is so effective in how he delivers his message that he has just continued to be one of the top jewelers in the Washington area. And I don't see him on TV that much. I can't recall. I'm sure he probably runs print ads somewhere or web ads, but he is primarily on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I think that he has created his own empire in Washington primarily through how he's used radio.
Right. Well, and it also, you know, proves that long-term support and continued support is so meaningful. And I love the connection because I know as a professional, you can't endorse a product and it is separated, but you're also very aware of the environment in which your content is going out.
Yes, that's true. That's true. One other thing that, you know, we being in Washington have a unique opportunity for what we call premium ads, but what they are is issue ads. And so if you have a political issue that you want to get across, we do that. I mean, we're not telling you, you know, we're not as news anchors, we're not saying you should, you know, agree with what they're saying.
Right.
But as long as they're not saying it in, you know, any untoward way, you have the opportunity to pound home a message to the audience, to the voters or whomever you want to reach. And you can do it much more cost effectively through radio, through the repetition that we can give you, than the more money that you might spend in another medium. So it's effective not only to sell product, it's effective to sell a message, a political message, if you want.
And even though when you're anchoring and you're putting out your own music, you know, it strikes me as in your particular format in spoken word, the listener is intently listening because they're tuned in for very specific information, which is a real responsibility for you because you can't call it in.
That's true. That's true. It is. I take that responsibility very, very seriously. You know, in all news radio, we can't afford to be audio wallpaper. You know, we have to be foreground listener. We have to be foreground to the listener. And we have to impact you with the way we tell stories, with not only through accuracy, but make sure that each story is compelling, that we answer the question, why should I care? And, you know, that's my goal. I mean, if I could do something 100% in every single story, every single day, it's answer in a lead to every story. Why should you care? And if I make you care, then you're going to continually listen because you know that you're going to get some answers that you're looking for or information that you need.
Well, I love your passion and you have carefully shared some very important words with us that are so meaningful and remind us again of the importance of what we do as broadcasters. And thank you for doing such an amazing job. We have a campaign that we talk about, Radio Works Because, and if you could just complete that sentence, radio works because, from your words, that would be fantastic.
Radio works because it sticks. Radio is the most intimate medium. It is unfiltered from the broadcaster to the audience. There's just a connection that we have in our business to an audience that you can share. And radio works and radio matters. We are the most enduring medium. We're the longest outside of newspapers. We're the medium that has been around the most. We're going to be there. And so you can count on us, no matter all of the noise that surrounds about social media or television or video or whatever it is, you can count on radio to stick. It sticks in the minds of the audience, and you have the opportunity to make your message stick into the minds of that same audience. So that's why radio works.
As someone who's connecting with audiences day in and day out, you know, one of the myths that we hear is that young people are not listening to radio. How do you comment to that? What would you respond? How would you respond to that? Or do you think about it?
I do think about it. And I think that there's evidence that fewer young people do listen to the radio. We are now at the point in our society where an entire generation has grown up with all the other things, with social media and the ability to access the internet, and you know, they don't have to watch television either. They can just go on YouTube and get whatever they want from there. So I think there's an element of that. However, look at the explosion in audio product. Look at the explosion of podcasting. Now, kids are listening to podcasts, or not just kids, but you know, Gen Z, millennials, they are listening to podcasts. So there is a thirst there for audio product. The advantage we have in radio, if we take advantage of it, is that what's better than live radio? What's better than being in the moment in real time? And that's what we provide in radio. And you know, there's an analogy that I like to bring up, and that is that we at WETOP and radio in general needs to be and should be like the National Football League. Now, I'm going to use a sports analogy, but here's where I'm going with it. Okay. We have had this fractured media environment. Television has exploded. There are all kinds of outlets. Ratings, each individual ratings have gone down. But what is the most powerful? What is the most rated television show constantly? It's the National Football League. Why is the National Football League so highly rated? People 5 years old watch the NFL. People 95 years old watch the NFL. NFL teams are grounded in their communities. And people, you can get the sports geeks like me to watch the NFL, or you can get the casual fan who all they want to do is root for somebody. And, you know, they'll wear the Pittsburgh Steeler, or the New York Giant, or the LA Rams jersey just because it's cool and fun. And, you know, they like the game, but they're not so into it. But the NFL takes all of those demographics and that passion, and they're there once a week. So once a week, you get to feel this emotion. Well, we have that advantage in radio. You know, we're locally based. We can provide you the opportunity to root for something. We can communicate to you that your community is important. We communicate to you that your job is important. We can make you passionate. At our very best, we can make you passionate about whatever it is in your life. And if we are more like the NFL, we as a medium will succeed even further.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, your words, and your motivation with us today. And today you're my MVP, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Erica, you're so kind. I thank you so much for this opportunity. I love radio, and you know, it's been my lifelong passion. I've been blessed to be able to work in it for so long. And, you know, to have the opportunity to share with you, somebody who, you know, who's done so much in the industry, you know, to be able to actually exchange these passions, you know, it's been a wonderful opportunity. I thank you so much.
One of the biggest challenges today is providing unbiased fact versus portraying opinions as news. And that's where Sean's credibility is foremost in his work. With his analogy of comparing radio to the NFL, he reminds us that radio is locally based and community is important. Radio's always rooting for something, and at our best, radio makes you have a passion for whatever it is in your life that's important.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.